Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody, and we are wrapping up August's theme of awesome HBO shows. We got a twofer today, two miniseries. They're conjoined miniseries. They're kind of like, I don't want to say sequels, but they are around the same. They're during the same war, just two different occupations. So we are talking about Band of Brothers and the Pacific. So Band of Brothers, for those people who don't know, is a miniseries that released on HBO about World War II. It is produced and it's produced by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. This was done after their collaboration on Saving Private Ryan in 1998. This took place, this was released in 2001. It runs 10 episodes, for both both shows. I'm going to go over Band of Brothers first, and then I'll go over, a little bit over both, but I'll go over Band of Brothers first, and then I'll go over, the Pacific. I'm not going to go back and forth and make it way too confusing. So, I'm going to read you the description of the plot of Band of Brothers. So Band of Brothers is a dramatized account of Easy Company, part of the 2nd Battalion, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, I can't talk apparently, assigned to the United States Army's 101st Airborne Division during World War II. Over 10 episodes, the series details the company's exploits during the war, starting with the jump training at camp. I'm going to screw this up because I'm terrible at names. I think it's Toccoa, Georgia. It's going to be terrible, I know. Band of Brothers follows the unit through the American airborne landings in Normandy, Operation Market Garden, and Siege of Bastogne, and at the war's end, including the taking of Eagle's Nest. I'm not going to pronounce the German the word of it. All the way up to the surrender of Japan. Major Richard Winters, born 1918, died 2011, is the central character shown working to accomplish the company's missions and keep his men together and safe, while the series further features a large ensemble cast. Each episode generally focuses on a single character following his action. Yes, so I'll read this last little bit. As the series based on historic events, the fates of the characters reflect that of the person of which they are based. Many either die or sustain serious wounds, which lead them to being sent home. Other soldiers recover after treatment in the field, in field hospitals, and rejoin their units on the front line. Their experiences, the morale, mental, and physical hurdles they must overcome, and are central to the narrative. I am sorry, I can't talk. So, first off, this is one of my favorite miniseries, showrunner, call it, especially war things that I've ever seen.
Jesus, no.
God. Sorry, she's talking to me. So the reason I love it so much is it's super, the characters are really well done. It's very well acted. Plus there's a ton of people. I'll go over the main few, there's like five main ones. I guess David Schwimmer is one of them too. We have Damian Lewis, Ron Livingston, Scott Grimes, Donnie Wahlberg, Michael Cudlitz, and I believe that's, and of course I said David Schwimmer already. Those are your main, the biggest name. I mean, I say biggest names at the time in it, and they were the most featured in most of the episodes. And like I said, Damian Lewis plays Winters, Richard Dick Winters. He's the main character of the show, and then he's close compatriot during the rest of the show. Co-star, as you say, would be Ron Livingston, who plays Captain Lewis Nixon. Confidant. There you go. That's the word I should have used. Scott Grimes. So Damian Lewis, if you don't know who Damian Lewis is, Damian Lewis has been a lot of things. Right now he's on a show on Showtime called Billions. He was in a show called Homeland, which was amazing. Well, the first three seasons were amazing. Two seasons. First two seasons are amazing. He's been in a lot of different ones. One of my favorite canceled way too early shows was called Life. He played a cop who was convicted of killing his best friend and then released later on. And it's he goes right back to being a cop again, and people hate him because they still believe he's guilty. It was a great show. Movie wise, he was just recently in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He played Steve McQueen, which is amazing. He was in, let's see, biggest ones. Well, he was in the Stephen King adaptation of Dreamcatcher, which I'll be talking about. I might be talking about that one when I come to those ones, because I'll be doing those. Spoiler alert, next month, I'll be doing Stephen King adaptations because of It Chapter 2 coming out. So there's a preview of next month's shows. Who's in Your Highness? That was really funny.
He hasn't really done too many movies, has he?
I mean, he's done a lot of movies, I should say, but no big movies he's done. Man, he hasn't. Weird. I think he's a really good actor. I like him on pretty much everything I've seen him in. Especially, like I said, Life and Band of Brothers, he was amazing in. That's really it. Oh, like you said, Homeland, he was good in. I've only seen like 2 episodes of Billions, so I can't really say if that show's really good or not. But that's Damian Lewis. He's awesome. Ron Livingston, most notably from Office Space. And for those, and some of you who know of him from Sex and the City. He's been in a ton of movies. He's done a smattering of television. Lengthy television runs. I think the most notable would probably be I guess none of those are super. Well, there's a show called Standoff. He was in 6 episodes of Boardwalk Empire. Search Party. Oh, I guess Louder Milk would be his most current, as well as one of his longest reigning. That's a really good show too. That's really it for that. For movie wise, like I said, Office Space is going to be the number one thing most people know him from. Because he was the main in that, and he was phenomenal in that movie. Other movies you would know him from, or people would might know him from. And there's not a lot of big movies. He's been in so many things, it's hard to say which ones are probably the biggest one. Well, one of my favorite ones, Buying the Cow, stupid comedy movie. Swingers, he was in that. He was a Little Black Book too, but I don't want to remember that. Time Traveler's Wife, he was in that one. Not a big role in that one. Dinner for Schmucks, not a big role in that one. Really it. I mean, Office Space, you know him from Office Space. Everyone knows him from Office Space. I don't know why I went further than that. Scott Grimes may not be someone that everyone knows right away, but he is most notably now, he's in The Orville on Fox, soon to be on Hulu, which is a show created by Seth MacFarlane of Family Guy fame and American Dad fame. He was on ER, which is probably his longest running anything. He was a main on that for a long time. The Orville is probably his number one thing now. Because ER ended like 10 years ago. He was in Critters back in the day. He was in Twilight Zone. He was like fucking like 4 or something. The TV show, not the movie. Notably, movie-wise, well, he was in Dreamkeeper. I don't know if anyone remembers that movie. I don't think anyone remembers that movie, actually. I don't know why he brought that up. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to talk about that movie. He's also in Critters 2. What Robin Hood movie is that? Oh, he was... Oh, that's right. The one with Russell Crowe. He played Will Scarlet. I think it's really all of those ones. Biggest thing, yeah, I mean, he was in ER, Band of Brothers, obviously. And then The Orville now. And he's done, like, he's episodes of different shows throughout the years. But Scott Grimes, he's a dope dude. Donnie Wahlberg, I mean... What can we say about Donnie Wahlberg? Donnie Wahlberg has done a lot of things. Most notably, let's see. He was a member of the New Kids on the Block. So there you go. But movie-wise, see. Most notably, you're going to know him from Saw 2. Also, Dreamcatcher, again, which I'll talk about next month, most likely. But he was in, what, 4 Saw movies, technically? Yeah, 4 Saw movies. He was in one of my favorite ones, which is Saw 2, because that's so good. TV-wise, he's been on Blue Bloods for the last 9 or 10 years. He has a reality show with his brothers called The Wahlburgers about their restaurant. Boomtown was a big one for him. Nope, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, he's been a lot of stuff, but, like, not a whole lot of them. He also did the voice in the remake Turok video game in 2008. He played Shepard. Anyone was looking at that. Plays a lot of detectives. Yeah. That's Donnie Wahlberg. Michael Cudlitz. Cudlitz. I don't know how to say his name. Most notably, probably The Walking Dead, which he was amazing on. He played Abraham, who unfortunately died of a terrible death. He was, I can say it was pretty big career thing for him. He's done a lot of TV shows. For his longest run on TV, he was a standoff with your boy. He was in Walking Dead. Southland, that's what I was trying to think of. He played a cop, right? Was a cop in that one? I think he was a cop in that one. He was in that. He did 1s and 2 episodes of different things. He was in 3 episodes of Life with Damian Lewis. He did an episode of Jag. He did a couple episodes of 24. Who wasn't on CSI at least once or twice. He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer for an episode. ER. Bunch of stuff. Oh, yeah, I forgot. He was in Beverly Hills 90210. Can't forget that. Who's in L.A. Law? 1 episode of L.A. Law. I think 7 then? Jesus. Movie-wise, he's done a lot of stuff. I mean, not a lot of stuff. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Most notably, I don't even know what to even bring up. He was awesome in Sex Drive, because I love that movie. It's just ridiculous. Gross Point Blank, he was really good in that one. He played an asshole. Which is another one of my favorite John Cusack movies. Husak, what do you want to call it? He wasn't Surrogates. Not that anyone cares about that movie. That was the one with Triple H. Not going to bring that up. That's really it. Walking Dead, you know him from that. You know Walking Dead. Like I said, also, a big David Schwimmer was in this quite a bit. If you don't know who David Schwimmer is, he was in Friends. It's pretty easy to go through that. Those are the, I mean, there's so many bigger, there's a bunch of names in this show. Colin Hanks was in it, of the main cast. So Colin Hanks, another name, where is that? Dexter Fletcher was in it. Neil McDonough was in it, was as a main cast. And the supporting cast for this series was mind-boggling. There's so many people in it. I mean, notable names in... I'm just going to rapid-fire through the supporting cast because it was madness how many people were in this fucking... this show. So, just going down quickly through this list, we have Dominic Cooper, Jimmy Fallon, Michael Fassbender, Ian Fletcher, let's see, Stephen Graham, James Green, Tom Hardy, let's see, who else? There's got to be some, you know, some more down here. James McAvoy or McAvey, I don't want to say his name, was in there. Jason O'Mara was in it. Simon Pegg was in it. Andrew Scott was in it. Let's see, here's some other ones too. Mark Wahlberg, not Mark Wahlberg. Was he in one of these episodes? I can't remember. I think there's another Wahlberg in the show too, like a small role. I could be wrong about that. I think that's really it for those. But there's so many. Like those are just the ones that like pop out of the list. There's easily like 100 supporting cast members for this show. It was amazing. Show was phenomenal. Like I said, 10 episodes. Every episode, like I said, through the description, focuses on one main character. So it's not 10 different 10 different characters. Main character Richard Winters is the focus of 4 episodes. Episode 2, episode 5. And episode 6, so 4 episodes, or episode 10, all mainly focus on him, and then all the other characters that are wrapped in there as well. Tom Hanks directed an episode, one of the best episodes, by the way. It's called Crossroads. It's very, very reminiscent of is that the one where they go back? I can't remember that. Right? So they go back to Bastogne? Yeah. That's a really great episode. So good. The opening is so good. The acting is amazing. It's, like I said, it's one of my favorite ones. The action's fantastic. The characters are amazing. Everybody acts so well in it. Beautifully shot. It's beautifully written. It's just an amazing, amazing job by them. The Pacific, also a really good show. Not as good, I would say, as Band of Brothers. It doesn't really start getting... I would say the best it gets is episode 2, it starts to get good. Episode 3 and 4 are probably, I would say, some of the best of the show. I would say probably 2, 3, and 4, but 3 and 4 for sure. But they it's based on, I'll read you the description. So The Pacific miniseries features the 1st Marine Division's battle in the Pacific, such as battles in the Pacific, such as Guadalcanal, Cape. I'm going to just destroy this too. Gloucester, Palau, Okinawa. Is that Okinawa? I don't know how to fucking say it. And then a little bit of Battle of Iwo Jima. And of course, is the memoirs of the U.S. military or U.S. Marines in that time frame. It takes place from, I want to say, the first episode is 1940. Ooh, what year did that start? That one, because it didn't. Well, I don't say it didn't start at the same time. It's a completely different war, and it does actually feels a little differently too. It's funny because, well, not funny. Band of Brothers reminds me a lot of Saving Private Ryan because it's during the same part of the war, as well as has a lot of same people involved. Well, a lot of people, two main people involved in it. The Pacific reminds me a lot of movies like Apocalypse Now and Good Morning Vietnam, because it's tropical on a lot of them, because of where they're at in the Pacific. But it's also done a little differently too, because like Tom Hanks narrates over some of the episodes. I don't think all of them. I think some of them. I think he starts in episode 2. Maybe he was in episode 1 too. I can't remember. I rewatched him just the other day, and it just notable actors in this one, James Badge Dale he's in it. He's in a bunch of stuff. Right now, most notably, he was one of my favorite shows on AMC that got canceled unjustly, which is called Rubicon. I actually started watching Rubicon because he was in the Pacific, and it was the same year. I think Rubicon came after. I want to say it was, because I remember watching it because of that. Movie-wise, he was in one of my more modern-day favorite war movies, which is 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. I love that movie. It's so good. He was, unfortunately, in Lone Ranger. He was Iron Man. He was in Iron Man 3. He was Eric Savin. He was the main baddie that went against, not the main baddie, but like the one that went against Tony the most up until the end. So he was awesome in that one. He was in Spectral. If you haven't seen Spectral on Netflix, really fun, crazy sci-fi movie. I never saw The Walk, the one about the tightrope walking dude. What other good ones? He's done a lot of movies the last few years, like back to back to back to back. Weird, crazy. That's pretty much it for that. Oh, he was in The Gray too. I love that movie. Movie's terrifying. Can't watch that too often because it, well, scares the shit out of me. It was in 24. I would say the television show wise, the most he was in was 24. He was in 24 episodes of it. Ha ha, 24. Sorry. He was like in a whole day. But he's pretty awesome. I like that guy a lot. Then you have William Sadler, who plays the commander in this in Band of Brothers. He's been in a bunch of stuff. I mean, my favorite thing he's in is Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, as well as in the upcoming movie where he plays his role in Bill and Ted Face the Music. TV wise, he's done a lot of things. Wonderfalls, he was in that one. I forgot he plays voices in our cartoon president. That's ridiculous. Something else he was in for a long time back in the day, right? Oh, The Equalizer. That's right. I'm sorry, not Equalizer. He was in one episode of The Equalizer. Private Eye. I shouldn't say. He was in it for a year. It ran for a year. He was in that. He's done a bunch of TV shows. He's been on Law and Orders, Probably been on CSI once or twice. Hawaii Five-0. He plays John McGarrett, who's the father of the main character in that show. Movie-wise, like I said, he was in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, as well as Bill and Ted's Face Music. Eagle Eye, The Mist, plays the priest in that one. Where's that one at? Is he the priest? No, I can't remember who he was in. I knew he was in that movie. Battle of Shaker Heights. Disturbing Behavior. Is that the one of the teachers all crazy, like killers or something? He was in Die Hard 2, played Colonel Stewart. He was, spoiler, I guess, bad guy in that one. I don't know if I can... Can I call spoiler for me that's 29 years old? But he did anyway, so fuck off. Oh, he was in Project X? Oh, my God. I love that movie. Matthew Broderick and the monkey? Shit. Anyhow, then you have John Barenthal, who... Unfortunately, he was only in two episodes, but he was in it. He was awesome. John Barenthal, you should know from his breakout role in television's The Walking Dead. He played Shane Walsh in that scumbag. He was also, most recently, the Punisher in the Netflix series of both the Daredevil and the Punisher television show. He's played in so many movies that... It's ridiculous. I mean, not like he's not like thousands of movies, but he's been in a lot of movies that most people don't realize and don't remember him being in. But he's pretty much amazing in all of them. He's in Baby Driver. He's in. See what are some good ones? Well, he's going to be in Peanut Butter Falcon, Ford and Ferrari. Those are current ones. Let's see, Wolf on Wall Street. He was awesome in that one. Got nominated for a bunch of awards. Television wise, like I said, he was in The Pacific, only two episodes, but he was in it. The Walking Dead, where he was in 20 episodes, which was 19 until the end of last year, and then he was in another one. Like I said, The Punisher, he did that. Daredevil, I was in Supermansion for a couple episodes. That's pretty funny. Two episodes of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Eastwick. They said he was in Numbers. He was in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. Shocker, he was on an episode of CSI and an episode of Law & Order. Like I said, who hasn't been? And that's really it for him. And he's, for video game wise, he, way back in the day, was in a game called Manhunt. It was a ridiculous game. He voiced a character in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, as well as he did an add-on character in the DLC content of Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, and he's the main villain in, well, I guess he's the main villain, makes it, in the new one, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoints. He's done a bunch of theater stuff I've never seen him in because I've never seen him do any theater, but he's done... A handful of it. He was an Othello, so that gives you anything. So John Barenthal, he's awesome. Jacob Pitts, not a hugely known name, but he was. He's been in a lot of really good stuff. That's why I brought it up. He was in a television show I loved called Justified. Shortly after The Pacific, he was in that. Really? He was in Ed? That's funny. Oh, yeah. He did the Separate Piece movie. Separate Piece is one of my... I remember liking that book. John Knowles' novel way back in the day. I forget he was in that TV movie. I think the TV movie sucked, if I remember correctly. Maybe. Maybe not. But most notably... one of my favorite things he's in was Euro Trip. He played the best friend, Cooper Harris, who had one of the greatest lines that I still use this day all the time, which I probably shouldn't, is, oh, this is not where I park my car. He's fantastic in that. He was in an episode of Person of Interest. God damn, I remember that. He was an episode of Elementary too. I did not know that. Oh, he was in a newer episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Interesting. But I like that kid a lot every time I see him and stuff. And he's only in 5 episodes, the later half of the season, if I'm not mistaken. Rami Malek shows up in this. You will know him from a couple things. Most notably now would be Bohemian Rhapsody, played Freddie Mercury, where he won an Oscar. Coming up, he's going to be a villain in No Time to Die, which is the 25th Bond movie, starring Daniel Craig and him. He was in Battleship also, which is another weirdly favorite movie of mine. TV-wise, most notably, he's known for Mr. Robot. He plays the main role. Coming to an end here with the 4th season later this year. Actually, very soon, actually, if I'm mistaken. He did a voice in, was he the voice in that show? No, he wasn't. Oh, he was. I didn't realize that. He was Tono in Legend of Korra. Great fucking show. He did 3 episodes of 24. He was in 21 episodes of a show called A War at Home. The War at Home. Sitcom aired on Fox, I think. I don't remember. But yeah, it's Rami Malek. You should know him. He does things. Episodes wise, like I said, it doesn't really focus on one character per episode. It's a group of them per one. Probably the person who gets the most screen time is Robert Lecky, who has a really tragic story, and that's the one James Badge Dale plays, and he's so good in it. The character is just so well done. But they brought a couple people back that worked on Band of Brothers as well for directing wise. Writing, I don't know if they actually reused anybody. I don't remember if I looked that up or not. It's the biggest difference between these two shows. With Band of Brothers, there's a lot of dark in that show. Not just the way it was shot, but it's how the temperament of it. In the Pacific, it seems weirdly more bright and almost hopeful, but also very dark because some shit happens. But I think it's also, again, it's the way it was shot too. It makes you feel a little differently because it was shot. There's a lot of daytime stuff, where in Band of Brothers is a lot of nighttime stuff, a lot of snowy weather because of where they are one's in the Pacific, which is a tropical climate because they go down to Australia at one point. The Pacific, they're all in Europe, and it's snowing all. It's Christmas time around, part of it. A lot of snow, a lot of mountains, things like that. There's some brighter times in that one. And both shows have happy moments and sad moments, but I would say overall tone. Well, neither of them actually have an overall tone of being happier, but I always think The Pacific always had more of a brighter side to it. But neither of them really were like, oh, this, I feel so good for them. I felt bad for everybody in both shows. And there's a lot of really good, well-known people in the Pacific too, but the cast is not nearly as big because, again, it focuses on mainly two groups of soldiers throughout the 10 episodes. The main one and one group is Robert Lecky. The main group and the other one is, I guess it's Sal, right? Or Sid? No, who's the one that... It's Sid, right? Asen Holmes plays? No, Asen Holmes is one of the rich kids. That's it. Where? It's not Eugene, is it? I clicked the wrong button. I don't know how to use a computer. No, I can't remember. Why am I spacing on his name? I'm losing my stuff right now. Anyways, it goes around three different or two different groups of soldiers throughout the time. But I had a list. I didn't even pull up the. I closed them down. It doesn't matter. But I highly recommend watching both. The better one is Band of Brothers. I think it's a more well-told story. If I had to choose, or if I had to say something, Pacific's really good too. But I prefer. Well, I don't say want to prefer. I liked the Band of Brothers better. Both of them are really well done, but Band of Brothers is outstanding. Like, so outstanding. Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode and this month's theme of awesome HBO shows. So tune in next month when I have a brand new theme, which I already spoiled earlier. So if you're joining us late, which is weird because this is pre-recorded and you could just start from the beginning. But I will be talking about Stephen King adaptations from his books to movies. I will be talking about It, but I'm going to wait to the end of the month. It'll be the last thing I talk about because I will be seeing it next week, but for chapter two. But I want to save that one for last because I really dug the first chapter and I really hope I like the second chapter. But I'll be talking about adaptations and a little bit about upcoming stuff that's coming up too that I'm excited for and stuff like that. So tune in next week for next month's brand new theme of awesome Stephen King adaptations. But until then, as usual, I'm your host, Cody. This has been The Awesome with Cody. And like I always say at the end of these, let's be awesome.